Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening. Good morning. It's 7:35, and this is Faith Radio. I'm Austin Hill. Thank you for being here. It's a privilege and honor to have you with us weekday mornings 6 till 8. This is where we seek to connect faith to life. Now, I have gone about hosting a program that airs on the weekends here on Faith Radio called Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business, and I happen to believe that business, for-profit, private enterprise, is, I believe it has profound spiritual ties and spiritual implications. Labor itself is the outworking of individuals who are made in the image of God, and our creativity, our uniqueness gets borne out in the process of business. And at times I felt kind of weird. I felt like I'm kind of the lone voice on that. But it's still nonetheless true. And in a very difficult, sluggish economy where there aren't enough jobs being created here domestically, a lot of people are saying, okay, let's look at entrepreneurship. Let's consider our way forward. And that's a very, very good thing. I am privileged and honored to have met a long time ago, like 90 seconds ago, a gentleman named Dwight Nordstrom. He's in studio with us. We're privileged to have him here. All of us are. He's got an event going on in the Twin Cities area. If you're listening to us on Faith 900 KTIS, you want to know about this Business as Mission meeting. But Dwight Nordstrom is a gentleman who holds an MBA degree. He's trained in international law. He's been doing business around the world since 1982. And he operates this this organization called Business as Mission. You can find it at businessasmission.com. And Dwight Nordstrom, welcome to our studios here at Faith Radio. This has been a fascinating 90 seconds all this time that we've known each other here. Seriously, it's an honor to meet you. Thanks very much for jumping in today.
Austin, thanks. I'm great to be here. I've been here all week in Minnesota with one of our partner factories, Minco, looking at some engineering opportunities. Just one sort of amendment. So I'm chairman of PRI, and we've had 24 operations in China, about 5,000 plus employees in the last 30 years. Businessasmissions.com is actually a nonprofit focused on communicating how to implement businesses' missions. So I'm sort of a practitioner coming in to just help them as they communicate this, I think, really revolutionary sort of modification to what the Apostle Paul did with tent making.
It absolutely is revolutionary, and I am fascinated beyond no limit here. Business as Mission, you go into the country of China. You're currently operating for-profit enterprises in China, as I understand it.
Oh, sure. I've been a general manager at 9 factories in China, mostly in medical device component parts, specialty chemicals, or telecom parts. We're in over 10 cities in China with wholly foreign-owned operations. Typically, we partner with U.S. or Israeli technology companies who don't necessarily share our faith values, but our quality is at a level that it's done very well.
So I get the business component. Explain to our listeners the mission or the Christian evangelistic component of it. You own and operate a...
Typically, these are companies 100 to 1,000 employees. Normally, one-fourth of them would be engineers. We're normally in the business-to-business or B2B, where we're making a critical component part for a major multinational, let's say St. Jude or General Motors, you know, medical, automobile, Caterpillar. And so we're sort of a tier one or tier two supplier. And we need to get to a very, very high quality level. And that's the key differential. The Judeo-Christian values are able to get you to what we call a high sigma or quality level. And that formula's worked very well for us now with... We've owned 24 operations and then helped over 50 companies.
So you achieve a high level of quality with what you're manufacturing, or in some cases, I suppose, the services you're providing. And that gives you credibility. And you're also, you've explained to me that you do Bible study groups in the workplace.
And let me just say, so how do you get to high quality within China? The classical person that comes to work for us thinks that's lying's acceptable, thinks that backbiting against their fellow employees okay. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had this, I just came back to the States, so I'm sorry for Minnesota people, but this Adrian Peterson controversy, and I keep hearing this phrase, well, doing what's right. And I'm asking myself, well, what reference point are those people making that? If you go to China and say, well, what's right? The people, they're going to respond, I'm going to do what's right for myself. And I'm sorry, but you can't achieve a high quality level in a factory of 300 people with that perspective. And so always telling the truth, living a good moral life in the outside of the workplace, rewarding high performers, not stealing. You know, the last five of the Ten Commandments, these things help us. In the process, we do offer people, if they'd like to, an off hours to come to studies. And we typically want one or two new Bible studies started at the factories every year.
Dwight Nordstrom, he is with the website businessasmission.com. He is the chairman of Pacific Resources International. That's a USA manufacturing holdings company that supports the functions of consulting and engineering for businesses that operate in China. And he's with us here in studio. Now, I'm taking all this in. I've read up about you, Dwight, and I'm thinking, okay, when does the big government guys move and say, shut down that Bible study now, can't have that. We're a communist, atheistic country, not going there. You're telling me that doesn't really happen so much.
The size of our businesses, which are typically investments in the $2 to $20 million range, and revenue grows, you know, well beyond that. We pay a lot of taxes, and we have never had anyone kicked out of China. I think the government sees us as, well, we're helping society through the taxes, and that's okay. I mean, one of the jokes I have is one of my factories in the city of Beijing and got the award for giving over 25% of the total value added tax, which was a primary, is now the primary tax revenue. And, of course, we were doing everything right. I think a lot of people were avoiding it, but they recognize that the relationship overall is synergistic.
So government officials in China are quite open to you, Dwight Nordstrom, and your associates, even though you are overtly evangelical Christians. They're okay with you being overtly evangelical Christian because you produce exceptionally high-quality products and you generate tax revenue for the government. You're doing everything that you need to do. You're contributing to, for society. And Chinese government officials, if I hear you correctly, are saying, Dwight, beyond being excellent in business, you believe as you will believe, and that'll be fine. Is that a fair assessment?
I think that's a fair assessment. I think there's times that you have to be, you know, innocent as dove and wise as a serpent. But, you know, we are not real. Comparatively, we are not a threat. I think Christians build up society. At some point, there certainly will be tension because Christianity, I think, at its core, probably doesn't look at absolute power by people because we understand, you know, everyone's evil. And we need checks and balances.
We're all sinners.
Yep.
Yeah. And so concentrating all the authority of the government into a select few or even one individual, we theologically, biblically, I recognize that as problematic. It sounds like that's where you're going with that.
Yep.
Yeah. That said, I asked Dwight this question earlier during our news update. Do you get a warmer reception as a Christian, as an American, as a business executive, do you get a more welcoming reception in China than you would in some parts of the United States of America?
Yeah, the answer to that is yes. So full stop. Having said that, I think you have to put that in the context. So political correct speech is not really an issue in China in the way it is within the U.S. When our partners, technology partners, who normally do not come with our focus Christian perspective, we have publicly traded company partners as well. When they see the results of our ethics on quality, and that's a measurable difference, is Christianity is a very competitive way to live if you want to live a high, if you want to do high quality business things. So yes, but you know, listen, I've been in China for 30 years, and so I don't face necessarily the tension of integration of business and faith that maybe Americans here do. I did want to add, Minnesota, Iowa have been fantastic places for us to have technology partnerships, particularly in the medical area, the aerospace area. We've had about 8 here, and you know, we are also helping the economies here. with one exception only, we are actually exporting more from Minnesota and Iowa and other parts of the U.S. to China, fulfilling the China market than the outflow. So that's been a major change since a few years after WTO started in the early 2000s. So so we are contributing to the job development market here. The partner company, Minco, I've been at all week, is increasing their employment. Our China sales have grown 60% here in the last 2 years.
This is fascinating. I mean, I'm trying to put this all into context here, and I understand that manufacturing and engineering and design technology and such, some of the areas that you're dabbling in here, very different than the restaurant business. But here you're telling us about teaching Bible studies to workers in China.
They're voluntarily attended if they want, correct.
And that's okay, but look at how people in other sectors of the economy. I'm thinking about the mayor of Boston, Massachusetts, using the power of the bully pulpit basically to try to run the Chick-fil-A company out of his city because the mayor of Boston doesn't agree with some of the expressed values and beliefs about marriage as the chief operating officer of the Chick-fil-A Corporation. I mean, that's the hostility that sometimes Christian business people face here in the U.S. You're not facing that in China, apparently.
Not that same type. We face other issues. One of our divisions is the largest Christian media publishing group, ZDLBooks.com. But that's just getting books approved to be officially published.
Let's talk more in just moments. Dwight Nordstrom with Business as Mission. We'll continue with him in just a few moments. It's now 6:46. Make it 7:46. This is Faith Radio, and I'm Austin Hill.
Getting your day started, connecting faith to life. Back to Austin Hill in the morning.
7:48, and this is the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill, and Dwight Nordstrom is my guest in studio. He has dropped by to visit us. He's with, well, he does a lot of things. He's a business executive in China. He's the chairman of Pacific Resources International, PRI. He also works with the nonprofit Business as Mission. Now, Business as Mission has an event right here in the Twin Cities area where our studios are headquartered. If you're in another part of the country listening to us, perhaps you can get to the Minneapolis-St. Paul area over the weekend. I'll tell you about that in just a few moments. Dwight Nordstrom, some of the challenges that you face as a for-profit business enterprise operator in China. Tell us about those. What's difficult?
Well, clearly doing sales to state-owned companies in China because we don't do bribery. And there's many areas of business that are off limits to us because we don't provide kickbacks. Secondly, as in all businesses, the change of pace of technology. So our parts are typically leading edge parts in the aerospace, making parts for Boeing, Airbus, medical device things, and facing issues of change in materials, et cetera. Typically, 1/4 of our labor force in China are engineers. Not so much on the innovation side. That comes from the U.S., Minnesota-based companies, but on the applying sort of incremental changes to make improvements to meet some of the domestic, the local demands of China. So basic business questions, hiring people. Right now, I'm for one of the divisions, hiring another 7 people, 5 design engineers. I'll have to look at 100 resumes, interview 30 people, and, you know, have probably 5 people. So it's a time intensive process. My employees, let's take our 5,000, are typically what we call the 3 firsts. They're first generation college graduates. So the first people in their family to ever get a college education.
And these are Chinese nationals.
These are Chinese nationals. Okay. 96% of my workforce are Chinese nationals. The other 300, 250 are from the US, Israel, Canada, et cetera. And those people also share our Christian values. But 98% of my Chinese workers coming in have never seen a Bible. So, okay, that's a basic parameter. They're first-generation college grads. They're first-generation urbanites. So they came from the countryside. China's had 460 million people move from the farmland to the city. The U.S. has 9 cities with a million or more in population. China now has over 200. And over 100 of those, a challenge for the Chinese church is over 100 of those, less than 1% of the people in those cities are Christians. So it's China, the Christianity in China is no longer a question of the rural countryside, but it's now the urbanites, the new generation urbanites. And they're also first-generation capitalists. They did not have good mentorship. And so my people do not come with skills of how to do good, long-term, ethical business in a trusting supplier-customer relationship, which is needed for the type of businesses we do. Mm. And so we have to teach those values.
That's fascinating. You, Dwight Nordstrom with us with Business's Mission. The organization has an event coming up this weekend. It's right here in the Twin Cities area. And you mentioned earlier, Dwight, this is a great place for students to come embrace the idea of Business's Mission. Tell us what's going on here.
Well, you know, and I want to say this event, it's going to be one of the places where you'll find people of all ages. You'll find CEOs running businesses of $100 million. You'll find students talking about how to integrate your business with faith. You'll find people from a lot of different backgrounds focusing on different countries. In general, you'll see most of the people are looking at how can we affect the least reached parts of the world. So the Islamic countries, India, cities of China.
It's being referred to as the IBAM conference, I-B-A-M,
yes.
And this apparently, well, gets underway today, but there's a big to-do coming up tomorrow.
Sure. It's Saturday's the full day, and it's at the Crown Plaza right by the Minneapolis Airport, MSP.
Okay. Very good. And this is listed as on the businessasmission.com website. We'll make sure to get a link to this placed on our mobile-friendly website at myfaithradio.com. But this is very significant. Is this something that only students in business are well-suited for, or could this be appropriate
I think, listen, you can get Northwestern University theology students, people that want to make a difference in these areas or just want to see how maybe I could be a chaplain in a U.S. business. So to come along, chaplaincy in U.S. businesses is an increasing modality that's being done. I think you need partnership. So if I wanted to go and say, okay, I want to teach, but I want to go to Islamic country, to do that as a standalone person, that would not be smart. But I'd want to come along a world-class business. And so I think it might be a way to make good networks as well.
Yeah, no, that's an excellent suggestion here. Dwight Nordstrom with Business as Mission. It is an honor to have met you here today. Thanks for taking a few moments with us. And I hope even after this weekend's conference, we can talk again soon.
Thank you. And listen, if I could give a special warm welcome to my parents in love who live in Brainerd, Minnesota, John and Pat Schroeder.
Oh, they're with us this morning?
They are listening in Brainerd, Minnesota.
Very cool. Well,
they've let their daughter live in China for 28 years as well.
Very cool. Safe travels. We'll look forward to talking again soon. And thanks again for joining us, Dwight.
Thank you.
It's been great fun and fascinating as the world changes. This is a part of it. Imagine Americans doing business in China. Imagine this having happened 30 years ago. It probably wouldn't have. But the world is changing, and we need to be onto it. It's 7:54 now. This is Faith Radio. I'm Austin Hill. Stay with us. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.